Local Alzheimer's advocates got on a bus early yesterday and headed for Albany, where they called for more funding for caregivers of those with a deadly brain disease. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Mary Koenig of Liverpool says her father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease 4 years ago. He lives at home, and his wife is his major caregiver. He has bouts of hallucinations, talking to people who aren't there. It's hard for him to get in and out of a chair. As the disease progresses, Koenig's biggest fear is that something happens to her mother.
Because she's the primary caregiver, and myself and my siblings just support her as we can. But knowing that if something were to happen to her, we would have to find a different alternative.
Koenig says most victims of Alzheimer's, a degenerative disease that's the most common cause of dementia, are taken care of in their homes in central New York, and that's actually cost-effective. A report out this week shows New York State with the highest Medicaid expenditures for people with Alzheimer's or dementia in the country, much of it covering nursing home care. So keeping these caregivers healthy is key. Koenig wants the state to help fund a number of programs.
Daycare support groups for caregivers, caregiving by nature, I think is a selfless act, and people literally give of themselves to the point where they often are the ones getting ill. So anything that we can do to support them, whether it's respite or time away.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.